Macmillan Audio presents Rust and Stardust by T. Greenwood. Read for you by Therese Plummer. Had I done to Dolly, perhaps what Frank LaSalle, a 50-year-old mechanic, had done to 11-year-old Sally Horner in 1948? And the rest is Rust and Stardust. Lolita, by Vladimir Nabokov. Camden, New Jersey, June 1948. Sally. The girls at school had a club, a secret club, with secret rules. Beyond the playground, under the tree's dark leaves, they press their father's stolen blades against their plump thumbs. Watch the blood bead before pressing their flesh together and swearing loyalty. Sally Horner spied them from the swings where she dragged her shoes in the dirt, her fingers pinched by the chains. She studied them as they stood in a circle, sucking the metallic blood, tongues working over those important wounds. She strained to hear their whispered oath, this sisterhood spell, mesmerized. At lunch, later, she peered at them from the table in the cafeteria where she normally sat alone, nibbling at her butter sandwich or peeling back the golden skin of her butterscotch pudding. But her need to understand what sort of coven had been formed underneath those red oaks was irresistible, though it took her nearly 10 minutes to pick up her lunch tray, go to their table, and speak to them. "Mind if I sit here?" she said softly to the one whose hair reminded her of the white fluff inside of a milkweed pod. Irene, who looked up at her and then turned back to her friend. "I saw you at recess," Sally tried again, smiling. "You didn't see nothing," the one with the red hair said. Bess was her name.
"I did, over by the trees. It looked like..."
"What are you? Some sort of spy?" Irene hissed. Her eyes were icy blue. Sally shook her head and cast her gaze down at her shoes. This was a mistake. "It's a club," the third one chimed in. Sally looked up, and the girl was smiling at her. She had black hair and dark blue eyes, a widow's peak. She reminded Sally of Elizabeth Taylor. "A secret sisterhood. We took an oath." Sally thought of her own sister, Susan, living all the way in Florence ever since she and Al got married. Sometimes at night, Sally would wake up, expecting to see her in the other bed, only to remember that she didn't live there anymore. It made her heart feel hollow, like an empty tin can. "You can sit here," the dark-haired girl offered, gesturing to an empty seat. Nervous, Sally sat down, and Irene huffed, reluctantly scooting her chair over to make room, metal feet scraping against the linoleum. "I'm Vivi," the brunette said, and reached out to shake Sally's hand. "You're in our grade, right?" "She's been in our grade forever," Bess said, rolling her eyes. "She's the one whose daddy got drunk over at Daly's, and then..."
"Would you like to join our club?"
Vivi interrupted.
"Really?"
Sally said.
"Vivi,"
Irene scolded, but Vivi scowled.
"I mean, that would be keen,"
Sally said, trying not to seem too eager.
"If you're accepting new members."
Irene sucked the last of her milk through her straw and stood up, hands on hips, elbows sharp as blades.
"Well, she'd have to be initiated. Not just anybody can join."
"What do I gotta do?" Sally asked.
"You need to steal something," Bess said. "From the Woolworths,"
Irene seemed to improvise.
"After school."
"Oh," Sally said, suddenly thinking this
Sample complete. Ready to continue?